Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to today?
Hi, my name is Christina Allen.
Oh, hi, Christina. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
Oh, God, it is so windy right now, I can barely hear you.
Okay.
What was that again? I'm outside. Sorry.
It's okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And
I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to call you right back as soon as I get inside, please. It's so windy, I can barely hear you, and there's stuff going to my eyes and all kinds of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can stay on the line with you, because if you call back, I may not get you. So you're welcome to just take the time to go into a place that's protected.
Okay, give me a sec.
Okay, sure. In the meantime, you said your name is Christina?
Yes, Christina Allen.
Nice to meet you, Christina. Is that A-L-L-E-N?
A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, very good. Okay.
I'm walking into the store area right now.
You're in Orange County?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of wind today.
Oh, I'm in Irvine.
Is it windy there?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? It's like super, like everything's flying everywhere. There's the palm trees are all broken down.
I know. I see there's in front of our building, there's a lot of pine trees. And so all the dead pine needles are now officially on the ground. They've been blown off the tree.
Okay. So I'm going into the laundry room now. Okay. I should be okay.
Okay, great. I hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I did have to advise you, number one, this call is being recorded. Two is I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I just conduct interviews to see if somebody meets the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. If they do, then I would connect them with one of the firms that we work with who would take the case on a contingency basis, meaning no upfront fees. The law firm only gets paid if they're successful in getting you a settlement, okay? I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and just to confirm, Christina, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim for this lawsuit?
No.
Okay, good. And then were you or someone you know diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, was it you or someone you know?
Myself.
Yourself? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know by chance that subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
The what? Oh, it was B, the B cell?
Was it a B cell? Was it diffuse large B cell?
Was it what? I'm sorry?
Was it diffuse large B cell? There's a lot of different B cells.
Yes.
It was diffuse large B cell. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes,
when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, that was, let's see, it was, August 2015, I want to say.
August 2015. Okay. Do you recall the day by any chance?
The exact day?
Yeah.
I have to look. I want to say the 10th.
The 10th. Okay. That's all right. It's approximate dates are fine. I'm not going to hold you on that.
Okay.
Keep in mind, if you meet the criteria, the law firms will go get medical records to confirm the actual day. But you're guessing it's August 10th to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when you received that diagnosis, were you over the age of 18 at the time and under the age of 80?
I was 35.
Okay, very good. Okay. All right. Before I go any further, I do need to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And because you're an adult over 18 and you were injured, you could file a claim for yourself if you meet the criteria. Is that right?
I believe so.
And you're with us today, so this is a living case. And how did you use Roundup? In what setting? Was it at home? use or was it work?
I'm a resident.
Resident, okay. And could you provide me the address to the location that you used the product?
It's going to be at 1201 West Valencia.
West Valencia, okay.
Valencia, yeah. And that's Fullerton.
Fullerton 92833.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it. You can call me John, by the way. All right, and this was a
home. John.
It was a home,
yes.
And it was 1201 West Valencia Mesa Drive. I see West Valencia Mesa Drive. Is that the correct address?
Oh, no, that's not it. That's a different street. It's just Valencia.
It's just Valencia? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, yes, you're right. Well, how very good observation. You know that property. Yes, 1201 West Valencia Drive, Fullerton, California, 92833. Wait, they're pretty much like the same city, just throw a Mesa after Valencia, and it's a completely different street.
It's not that far down. It's right there, too. It's not far.
Oh, great. People might get confused when they go to your house. All right. The next question is asking whether or not you know anyone else that had used Roundup and was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, and this is an interesting question. Do you have a copy of a birth certificate for yourself if the law firm requested it?
Oh, no, I have not.
Okay. Could you get your birth certificate if it was needed?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Register reporter, I'm sure. I haven't needed it for anything, really.
I know, I understand. Okay, Christina, thank you. What is your best guess for the number of years you used Roundup?
About 4 years.
About 4 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that four-year period?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And since you're moving while I was talking to you, I'm assuming this phone number you're calling from, 657-500-9595, that's a mobile number, a smartphone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I'm going to be now asking you some questions about other illnesses you may or may not have had in the past. So let me know, after I read off these illnesses, let me know if any one of these affected you. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B. Any of those illnesses?
No.
Okay, that's good. All right, and have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Have you required chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No, there's not.
Okay. Okay. And now I'm going to gather your information. Okay. And I believe I'm speaking to Christina. Is that spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A?
Yes.
Okay. And your middle initial?
S.
S as in Sarah?
F as in faith.
Oh, F as in faith. Okay, faith. Thank you. F as in faith. Okay.
That's actually my middle name, faith.
That is middle name. Okay, very good. And then Alan is, we've already confirmed that's A-L-L-E-N.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Oh, no.
Okay, and I'm assuming your gender is female, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then your marital status, please.
I'm married.
You're married? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then the law firm, if they take your case, if you meet the criteria, I'll be sending you an authorization for legal representation as well as an authorization to release medical records. And when I submit that authorization for medical records, it'll have your name on there and, of course, your social. So I will need your social security number, please.
My social?
Yes, please.
546. 639588.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 546-639588.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then your date of birth, please.
February 6, 1980.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it right. I have February 6, 1980.
Yes.
Okay, great. Christina, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? How did you first learn of a connection?
Well, when I started feeling kind of funny, and I went to the doctors to get some tests done, and that's what they connected me to diagnosis.
So when they diagnosed you with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on August 10th, 2015, are you suggesting that that's when you learned that you may have gotten non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make a note of that. And the medical staff shared that with you?
Yes, sir.
And again, that would have been the date of the diagnosis. Let me go back up. That was August 10, 2015, our best guess.
Okay, you know what? I'm thinking the 10th was that was when I got the test. Was the test dates? Is when I went to the doctor, and the diagnosis was like 5 days later.
So you think it was more like August 15th?
Yeah.
Okay, August 15th. Okay. I'll just change that. August 15th. Okay, so I just updated that information. All right, that's fine. Okay, now, can I get your height and your weight, please?
Why? Why do you do that?
You know, this they request it, and they require it, too. That's the law firm, by the way.
Do you want a headshot? Should I send a headshot?
No, it's not being asked.
Okay, well, last time I checked, I was 162. And I'm 5'3".
Okay. 162. That's 5 feet, 3 inches, 162. All right. And then I did mention that I'd have you sign a legal agreement and authorization to release medical records. A copy of any of those forms that you signed would be sent to your email. So I will need your email address.
My address? My new address now?
Your email address. Email.
Oh, okay. It's going to be Christina.space. 714.
I am so sorry. It's Christina, like your spelling of your first name?
Yes. And then okay. Dot, space, my middle name,
okay.
714 at Gmail.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I got it correct. I have Christina, your first name, the dot, and then your middle name, Faith, F-A-I-T-H, and then 714 at Gmail.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then I've already established talking to you on a cell phone. That's 657-500-9595. And so I do want to advise you that if you meet the criteria and you sign the legal form, the authorization for legal representation and the medical authorization to release medical records, there's still one final step, and it's called a case verification with the law firm. A representative of the law firm does want to speak to you just before they finally agree to take the They want to confirm that you used Roundup in the past and that you were diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. That will be a call. They generally will conduct that call within 24 to 48 hours of signing the agreement. However, it sometimes can take up to 2 weeks. So since it is going to be by call, what is the best time that the law firm can reach you? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Evening? Okay, very good. All right, now this is it's now asking for your spouse's name.
Okay. It's Pedro.
I'm sorry?
Pedro?
Pedro. P-E-D-R-O?
Yes.
Okay, and his last name?
Gomez.
Okay, G-O-M-E-Z?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Pedro's phone number, please.
It is 213.
Okay.
392.
392?
Yes.
Okay.
9217.
9217. Okay, so I got Pedro Gomez as your spouse. His phone number is 213-392-9217. All right, now I can go back to asking you questions about your usage of Roundup. Can you approximate the number of times you use Roundup in a year?
I'm sorry, are you there?
Can you approximate, give me an approximate number of times you've used Roundup within a year?
Within a year?
Within a year. The number of times, your best guess for the number of times you use Roundup within a year.
Well, I would do it at least once a week.
Once a week? There's 52 weeks in the year, so you would say 52 times per year?
Sure, yeah, that sounds right.
All right. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and now it's going to be asking for the estimated or approximate dates you started using Roundup, as well as your approximate date you stopped using Roundup. What is your best guess of the approximate date you started using Roundup?
2011.
April 2011. And then when's your approximate, what's your best estimate for the date that you stopped using?
August 2015.
Okay, just before your diagnosis. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to put August 15th, 2015, the day that you learned that you developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Would that be okay?
Okay.
And then since you stopped using Roundup so close to your diagnosis, that's probably the reason why you stopped. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I wasn't feeling right.
Okay. All right. And then when you did use Roundup, I believe you answered weekly is how you used it. So when was it applied? The response is seasonally, yearly, and monthly. So the best that we can use is monthly.
Okay, so monthly would be like four times a month.
Yeah, correct. Four times a month, correct. Yes, exactly. And then when you did use it, how did you apply the product, the spray? I mean, the product. Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, or tractor with hoses?
I have a little sprayer.
Hand sprayer, okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Any what?
Did you use any protective gear when applying the product?
Oh, yeah, I wore gloves.
You wore gloves, okay. All right, thank you. And then where did you apply it at your home, and how big of an area do you think it covered?
It's just around the yard.
Okay.
It's just I don't know. It's like it's a trailer, so it's around my trailer a little bit. Just around the whole trailer. I don't even know how much that would be.
And then what do you think the size of the area that you applied it at? Your best guess.
It's just a small yard. I don't know how much that would be. It wasn't a huge yard. It was a small yard.
Think of like a 6 foot person. Do you think it was like 6 feet, or do you think it was like smaller than that?
Maybe like 16.
16 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around.
Do you think that's square feet?
I'm sorry?
Do you think that might be square feet? 16 by 16?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay, all right. And then you used it in the state of California. That was at home.
Yes.
And I think you answered this question. It was a residential usage. And you were directly exposed to the product, meaning you personally applied or sprayed the product. And that means you were present 100% of the time. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. One second, I'm just typing this up. And then now the next question is going to be guessing how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Boy, if you've had about 50 exposures per year, and what did you say, 4 years you used it?
Yeah.
That we're talking, is this right, about 200 times in your lifetime?
Yep, sounds correct.
All right, 200, that's your best guess, thank you.
Yes.
Now, do you live near a water well?
Near a what?
Live near a water well? A water well?
No.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup product was used? Was it the concentrate or the pre-mixed versions?
It was concentrate.
It was a concentrate? Okay. And then next question is, when and where was the Roundup purchased?
It was at Home Depot.
Okay. Do you recall when you last purchased it?
I can't remember. I do have a receipt somewhere.
Okay, that's all right. Oh, you do. That was my next question.
Well, somewhere I think I could.
Do you have any evidence of a purchase in the form of like store receipt or a credit card or any picture that you may have? Or
I really don't.
No? Okay, that's all right.
I don't. No.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Do you have a bottle at home or sitting in a garage? Okay, all right.
No, I got rid of those.
Okay, we're getting close to – well, actually, we have a few more questions. I do want to ask a few more. Have you ever smoked?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. And then how long were you smoking for? How many years estimated?
I still smoke now.
Okay.
About 10 years, probably.
Oh, 10 years, okay. And then are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get the name of your employer, the address, and your job title, please?
It's actually through, I do gigs through the gig apps, and I pick them up on the apps. So their address, I have to look it up for you. It's a brand ambassador.
I'm sorry, you're a gig worker?
Yeah, so I do brand ambassadoring.
What is the name? What is it? I'm sorry. So you're self-employed, in other words.
Yeah, self-employed, pretty much.
Okay, and then what's your job title? What kind of?
A brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador? Okay. You're 1099?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm going to put self-employed independent contractor, and you probably work from home. Is that right?
No, I go out to stores and I do samples. I do sample demonstrations.
Oh, okay. I guess that's your employer. What's the name of the employer?
It's Advantage Solutions.
Advantage Solutions. Let me see here. And where are they located? Are they at Irvine?
No, they're in another state. I'd have to look. So, I want to say North Carolina, I think. Hold on. Let me see if that's us.
I do. I found the Advantage Solutions on 3525 Whitehall Park Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's it, I think.
Okay. Retailers, CPGs, innovation, pressure. What we do, we generate demand for consumer brands and retailers, converting shoppers into buyers in every way that they shop.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let me put that in there. So you work for Advantage Solutions. You're just independent contractor, paid 1099.
Yeah.
No taxes are taken out. Okay, one second here. And the address, I'll use their corporate address.
Yeah, that's the only one I know of, really. I speak to the girl on the phone there.
Brand ambassador. And then have you lost any time from work because of your diagnosis, like, you know, losing time from work or losing, not being at work because of treatments of any sort?
No, not recently, no.
Okay, that's good. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Yes.
Okay. And could you explain? Please describe.
I'm actually in a lawsuit right now with my old property where I used to live.
It's like
a slumlord.
Oh,
it's a slumlord thing for the, you know, inhabitable conditions.
Landlord-tenant dispute?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then are you the plaintiff or the defendant in that case?
I am the plaintiff.
Okay. Okay. And then have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
All right. And then we're getting close to wrapping up. The last series of questions are going to be asking about your medical information, like the name of the doctor that actually diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you recall the name of that doctor?
Okay. Yes, it was Dr.
I'm sorry, Dr. what?
Belusi.
Dr. Lucy?
Belusi.
And can you spell that out for me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Bolu Zzi.
Dr. Pelosi, P-U-L?
I'm sorry, it's Bolu, B as in cat.
C as in cat, O-L.
And then Uzzi.
Dr. Kaluzi, oncologist. Dr. Paul Kaluzi from UCI?
Yeah. Yes,
Okay.
sir.
And when you were diagnosed, was it in a hospital setting or was it in like a clinical setting? I'm sorry?
Possible.
In a hospital? Okay. Was it at UCI
Yes.
Hospital?
It was at Irvine Medical Center.
UC Irvine Medical Center?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that in Irvine or, I mean, was that in Orange?
It's in Orange, yes.
Okay. The 101, the City Drive? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bear with me here. Let me put this information in. UCI Medical Center. And was Dr. Kaluzi also responsible for your treatment or overseeing your treatment?
Yes.
He was. Okay, very good. Okay. All right. And is it so were you diagnosed and treated at the same UCI Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, good. Bear with me. It's going to be some silence because what I'm doing is I'm actually taking the information for UCI Medical Center from the internet and copying it into our intake here. So bear with me here. Physician address. And then for the phone number for this physician, I'm just going to use this UCI Medical Center, and that's also probably where they can get the medical records to confirm your diagnosis. Okay. And all right, and then when did your treatment begin? So you were diagnosed August 10th of 2015. How soon or when did they start treatment for you?
On the 18th.
On the 18th, okay. And that's
2015, August.
August 18, 2015. Is that right?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. Okay. And then how did they treat you? Did they do a stem cell transplant?
They did, he went in and he got some tissue out of the lymphoid.
I'm sorry?
He removed tissue from the lymph node.
Would that be surgery, right?
I'm sorry?
Did they do a surgery to remove the tissue?
Yes.
Okay. And then did they also do chemotherapy or immunotherapy?
We did radiation, yeah, radiation therapy.
Okay. They did radiation rather than chemo, or did they do chemo too and radiation?
Radiation and chemo.
But no stem cell transplant, is that right?
No transplant, no.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. And then I believe do you have medical records at home to confirm, to show your diagnosis or confirm your diagnosis?
I don't. We'd have to get this from the doctor.
Okay, but are you confident they are available at the hospital or with the doctor's office?
I would hope so.
Okay, good. Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, I mean, getting diagnosed with that at all is difficult.
Yeah,
But
negatively, right? I mean, it was not a positive impact. It was
it did take some time away from me, time away from my family and my life.
okay. So it negatively impacted your physical health.
Yes.
Your emotional well-being.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then did it also affect your financial stability?
It did. I did have help, though, from family and friends.
You did? Okay, good. Okay. All right. So that's how I answered that question, is negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial stability. All right. Now, I do need your current address. Are you still at the same address where you used Roundup?
No.
Okay. And what is your current residence, your current address?
It's going to be 4661.
4661.
Plomosa.
And Hermosa?
Plomosa.
Plumosa. Oh, found it.
Drive.
Plomosa Drive. Your Belinda?
Yes, sir.
92886. Is that a house?
No, it's an apartment.
It's an apartment. Okay. And the apartment number, please?
56.
56. Is that correct, 56? Okay, so the address is 4661, excuse me, I'm sorry, Plumosa Drive, apartment 56, Yorba Belinda, 92886.
Yes.
All right, the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? Can we use your husband, Pedro?
Of course, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put Pedro. He lives with you?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Liz with, and we have permission to contact him?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Husband, spouse, and thank you, and phone number. I got to go up, scroll up, get his phone number, copy and paste it to the bottom. Okay, Christina. I thank you for being patient with me through all these questions. I know some of them don't make a lot of sense, but that's you're welcome to bring that up with a law firm when they speak to you through the case verification call. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And so what next step is to send you a copy, to have you sign the authorization for legal representation, as well as the authorization to release medical records. So I'll send that text, I'll send you a text message with a link to those forms in just a moment. But I do want to make sure I double check my work before I have you sign the paperwork, okay? So bear with me. Have you ever done DocuSign before using your smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, good. It'll go smoothly then. All right. Regrettably, as you have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that's the reason why we're on the phone. Your diagnosis, to the best of your knowledge, was August 15th, 2015. It's because you used Roundup in a home setting, and we said it was 1201 West Valencia Drive, Fullerton, California, 92833. You were diagnosed over the age of 18, but under the age of 79. You, Christina F. Allen, Faith Allen, are filing a claim on your own behalf. You're married, female. We've confirmed your social security number. We've confirmed your date of birth. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number. We've also confirmed your current residence and everything is good. The diagnosing physician says just address, phone number. Everything looks good. So, in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message, and that will be the link to the DocuSign forms. So bear with me here. Actually, I'm missing something. What am I missing? Oh, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that four-year period? And you said yes. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was the only thing I've missed.
Oh, you're on one second. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Take a look at your text message history and let me know once you receive that link to DocuSign.
Okay, yeah, I have it.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So you want to click on that link, and then you're going to agree to SMS messages, text messages. And then that'll bring you to a page that says, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name below it, John Maurer. I'm the case intake specialist. And then below that, you'll see a box to put a check mark next to. And that's agreeing to electronic records and signatures. And once you've agreed to electronic records and signatures, you can start signing. You follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start. And the last navigation button is going to be yellow, and it says finish. When you finish, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Because when you finish, it'll be my cue to do one last thing, and guess what? You and I are done with this call.
Okay, I finished this.
Oh, you did? Okay, let me take a look at it, make sure everything's in good order. Bear with me here. And I'm going to send you two text messages, okay? Because I want you to have a written record of who was the guy that signed me up. Who was the gentleman that signed me up for the Roundup lawsuit? So I sent you a text message from my direct office number, 949-274-7510. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now the next thing is, I told you that even though you and I are done today, there's just one last step, and that's doing the case verification call with the law firm Pulaski Kirker. So I'm going to send you a text message to remind you about that call, okay? Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker, and just in case, their phone number. Period. Their phone number is 989-906. Okay, now I'm gonna send you one more message. Did you get it?
Yeah.
You did? Okay, perfect. Yep. Okay. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. You're welcome to add me to your contacts. If you don't get the call within 2 weeks from Pulaski, let me know. Call me back, okay? Plus, I can see it on my end. It'll still pending until they officially take your case. And if I see you haven't connected, then I will call you to remind you, or even transfer you over to Pulaski Kirker to do the case verification. It only takes a couple minutes because they just want to hear that you did use Roundup. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then is it okay that they use the authorization to release medical records that you already signed with us? Okay, so be on the lookout for that call. Christina, we're just about done.
Yeah.
I thank you for letting me help you get signed up for this lawsuit. I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together, the very fact that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and it can be traced back to Roundup. But I do want to say you're in good hands. You've got a great law firm that's going to be interested in representing you. They're experienced, they're reputable, and they provide great customer service. So you are in good hands moving forward, okay?
Okay.
If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day, and thank you for letting me help you.
Thank you. Have a good day yourself.
Thank you, Christina. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.